Good day, good day, good day. I want to welcome you to another Holistic Life podcast. I am your host, Shelby Frederick, also known as Lady Jules, and we are broadcasting live from the Columbus, Ohio region. Today is Tuesday, our favorite day of the week that we love to come and we love to talk things holistic life to you. We're talking about our mind, spirit, soul, and body. And for those of you that had the opportunity to be with us on last month as we were talking about Mental Health Awareness Month with a specific focus on our teens, what a phenomenal series that was. Lots of education and information that was shared out to all of our parents and our caregivers. And I pray that you would go back and that you would take a listen to the previous podcast and to be just more attentive to the young people that are in your life. Oftentimes they are going through things and they don't have the, sometimes they just don't know what to do. And sometimes we don't know how to even, you know, be able to help them. And so again, all of those replays are on my podcast outlet. It is also on my YouTube page. And so you can feel free to go back and to take a look at those and you can see exactly what it is that we have been discussing and educating our parents and our caregivers. Today we are going to talk about how to spot hidden depression in loved ones. And this is for anyone. Oftentimes, depression isn't always easy to spot in our loved ones. And one that has had episodes of depression, you may be hiding it. And oftentimes we try to hide it on purpose. But there are signs and tips that will help you to see what hidden depression looks like. And this is what I want to talk about on today. So depression can be a devastating condition that affects people on multiple levels. And with some of the strategies that I'm going to share, it's going to help you to discover if your loved one is suffering from any type of depression. And so there are eight things that we're going to take a look at on today. So the first one would be why people hide their depression. Well, it's easier to hide issues than to deal with them. So this is very common for this to occur. People hide their depression because they're scared and they don't want others to know what is happening to them. They may also be worried about losing their jobs. They could be worried about losing their children. And embarrassment is another reason for it to happen. And we know just as more people are talking, more people are sharing about mental health awareness, depression, it still comes with a stigma. And most of the times people, they don't want the stigma attached to them. And so it is easier for people to hide the depression than it is for them to actually share and feel like that they're going to be misunderstood. So that's number one. Number two is that they may overcompensate. So oftentimes, in order to hide the depression, they overcompensate by being more outgoing than usual. And studies show us that people trying to hide their depression can actually force themselves to be more outgoing, and we can give all of the fake smiles. But the issue is that they're trying to keep the issues undercover. So they want people to think that they are fine when in reality, they're not. So if you have someone who is normally introverted, they're not really, you know, going out, outgoing, and then all of a sudden they are overcompensating, then that is a hidden sign. It could be a hidden sign of depression. The third one is that they have eating disorders. Issues with food are common among those with depression. So what does this look like? Are there changes in their appetite? Because this becomes very common. Sometimes they may eat too much or they may eat too little. And their diet may actually be out of control as they try to hide the depression. So if you notice major diet changes in your loved ones, then consider why they're happening. Food can also serve as an emotional trigger. And oftentimes we like to comfort ourselves with food or by not eating. They can actually use it to make themselves feel better or to feel worse. Number four, they have angry outbursts. And these outbursts can become more frequent as the depression worsens. An occasional angry outburst over a terrible situation, that's normal for all of us. But if you notice frequent and strange angry outbursts, then your loved ones may be suffering from depression. And so these are things that we don't want to ignore the hidden signs. And we want to be aware of the hidden signs so that we can actually be a help and of some assistance. Number five, their sleep patterns change. Unhealthy sleep patterns are an issue for those with depression. Sleep patterns that change for no reason may also be a sign of a deeper issue. So your loved one may be sleeping too much, or they may be sleeping too little. They may complain about not getting enough sleep, but they still refuse to go to bed. So it becomes important for us to look at the deeper issues. Look at the deeper sleep issues. Why are they having trouble falling asleep or even staying asleep? Or why are they staying in bed for so long? Insomnia is frequently linked to depression. So sleep patterns, this is one that I always, personally for myself, that I pay attention to. I pay attention to it. I remember a time when I was going through just a terrible situation, and it would be like I could just stay in bed all day long. It didn't matter how much sleep I would try to get. I just didn't have the energy. I just didn't want to do it. And so even within yourself, I know that we are talking about being able to identify these hidden issues in our loved ones, but even within ourselves, we have to be aware of things that are changing within ourselves that actually may be a deeper issue that warrants us to get some help. Now, number six is that they turn to addiction. They turn to addiction. So addiction and depression are often linked together. And addiction can come in many forms, and it includes food, drugs, alcohol. It could be other things. It also includes gambling or other behaviors. Risky behavior is an issue for people who suffer from depression. And if you can spot these behaviors, then you can seek help and to get them treatment. So it's important for us to not ignore their cry for help, because basically that's what these things are. They are a cry for help, but we have to be aware of what they are so that we can provide the proper help for them. Now, number seven, they hide their feelings by keeping insanely busy schedules. Work, family, volunteer activities can fill up the day and stop them from addressing the depression. It's very common for those who are hiding their depression to fill their day up with a lot of activity. This keeps them busy and it stops them from thinking so much. It also keeps others from questioning them. So a busy schedule actually prevents them from having to deal with their emotions. So they continue to pile on the activities while they sink deeper and deeper into the depression. Excuse me. And then the last one is that they have trouble thinking clearly. So people who suffer from depression can often make bad decisions or refuse to reach any decision and have trouble with their thoughts. They may also show difficulty in focusing on the very easiest of things. So we have shared 8 different tips that can be hidden depression in your loved ones. And we want you to know that you can help them to feel better and to get help. Excuse me. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. This is not about, you know, getting people to, This is not about getting people to come into agreement with any type of situation or to make them take on something. This is about my sole purpose is for educating us, because people perish for a lack of knowledge. And so my purpose in sharing on this emotional wellness series is so that we have knowledge, that we have understanding, so that we can now properly apply the spiritual and the physical things that people need to do in order to help them through their moment of crisis. That's my sole desire. My sole desire. So I pray that this has been a blessing, that it has brought more understanding. You yourself may be able to identify even with some of the tips that I have shared with you on today. And my encouragement is that if you do spot these things, to not ignore them, but really take the opportunity, you know, to talk with someone, talk with a trusted counselor that can help you through the moment of crisis. Sometimes it may be physiological. It's not always just something that is mental. Sometimes these things are brought on because there is a physiological deficiency just in our diet and in our nutrition and what we are taking in. So you want to make sure that you have all of your bases covered, all of your bases covered. And so I am, you know, again, just grateful for the opportunity to be able to come on and to share with you all these different tips, because they are important for us to understand. Now for our announcements, we do have our opening for our next cohort of our Certified Faith-Based Clinical Counselor training classes. The classes will be in July. The registration deadline will be next Monday, which is June the 13th. If you have a desire to move into faith-based therapy, if you want to just sharpen your spiritual toolbox and know how you can help people, especially if you are discipling people, you are coming alongside and you're mentoring people, you want to add this to your spiritual toolbox, then it will definitely be a blessing to you. Right, that is all that I have for this week. Again, we thank you for tuning in, and you can find again all of the replays on our YouTube channel. I pray that you have a blessed rest of your day, and we will catch you on next week. Be sure to be a subscriber of our YouTube channel. Listen, we've got some new things that are going to be coming out. I did a special drop on last Thursday evening. If you go over to the YouTube page, you will see it there. It's our Mind Fit drop. And this is just some honest conversation and dialogue as we are going through some of my books that I have written. Again, you can scan that QR code there, or you can find me at www.jewelsofwellness.net. That is how you can connect with me and all of my social media platforms. God bless you all. Have a fantabulous rest of your day, and we will catch you on the airwaves on next week. Bye-bye.